And we're back, and it's time to talk about the last week's results. But first, a show exclusive. And let me tell you about something. I dug deep into the stats, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this. Something quite interesting I found. And that is that we've had a lot of problems recently with first-person shooters. There's something going on here on GameFAQs. So if we go back to the year 2010, Game of the Decade, very fun contest. And let's look at some of the results there and what they said was going to happen this year. So starting with The Last of Us against Halo 3. Now, Halo 3 was in Game of the Decade, so we have that exact number. Let's say we give The Last of Us a lot of credit. A lot of people were talking about it as possibly one of the bigger non-Nintendo, non-Square games. It's got Game of the Generation hype. Let's say Last of Us was as strong as Resident Evil 4. If that were the case, what should have happened this year was Last of Us winning with about 65% of the vote. Instead, it got 67.5. And that's giving it an absurd amount of credit to say it's going to be the next Resident Evil 4, which clearly was not the case. Here's another matchup that happened this year, Super Metroid against Call of Duty 4. Well, COD was in Game of the Decade. And let's go ahead and set Super Metroid equal to Metroid Prime. We've always thought those were fairly close to each other. Nick, is that fair? Close enough, right?
Sure, why not? Yeah,
It's probably
for
within a few
argument's sake, I
points.
agree 100% Endgamer. You are correct.
That result should have been a win for Metroid with 66% of the vote. As we know, that was not right. It was 79%. We're talking a 15% difference versus what 2010 said should happen. Now, we don't need to fill anything in for this next matchup. Shadow of the Colossus against Team Fortress 2. They were both in Game of the Decade, and based on how well they did, Shadow of the Colossus should win that pretty easily, around 64% of the vote. That's not what happened. It won with 73% of the vote, nearly 10% difference. And then one more matchup. We don't even have to use the X stats for this one. Metroid Prime against Half-Life 2, as we all saw, they went head-to-head in 2010. Tight win, 50.73% for Prime. And just yesterday, Prime goes and puts up 58%. So a huge difference. And you know what's happening here, Alec. This is the FPS tax, a term I just invented. And what it means is, in the last 5 years, for whatever reason, every single first-person shooter has fallen 10% in its strength versus what we're seeing here in 2015.
Isn't Metroid Prime an FPS against Half-Life? Isn't that argument?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
But whichever one is more of a shooter falls 10%. And in this case, that's Half-Life 2. And you know what that means based on the hard evidence, the hard stats. Alec and Yo and I were correct. GoldenEye is the stronger game and should have beaten Skyrim with 52% of the vote. But it's only because shooters have fallen through the floor 10% that instead Skyrim actually won that with about 58% of the vote. So good on you, Alec. It cost you a testicle, but not your pride because you actually had the right pick in that match.
Yeah, I also maintain my pride because I didn't sell out GoldenEye like certain other people. But I was going to say I had my alternative theory, which I was going to come up with, because when we think of, the traditional bro games, and not like bro gaming, as in like games that bros play, we think of first-person shooters and we think of sports games.
Yep.
Well, now, my theory, maybe these Tumblr votes really are sticking around, and Tumblr is the anti-bro. So therefore, it's going against FPS because of the Tumblr vote. Thanks a lot. Thing I can't mention or I'll be kicked off the show.
Yeah, and that is a good take because as we did talk about, we're talking about 11,000, 12,000 extra votes came into that GoldenEye match. So if they were more likely to side with Skyrim, that also helps GE's percentage. Another thing, like you're talking those bro games, Assassin's Creed 2 completely fell off the map. along with a lot of these shooters. So that makes some sense as well. The point is, there's just been a huge demographic shift between the last 5.5 years and now. And basically, our vote totals have gone way down, and we've reverted back to like 2004 game facts. Kind of seems like what's happening here. Because as we saw when the vote totals were huge, 2009, 2008, 2007, even a Call of Duty could win Game of the Year in those years. And that would have been unthinkable in old-fashioned days. That's also unthinkable now. Nick, any thoughts on our brilliant theory?
Brocism is back? What? Oh, God, I got to bust out the old shirt from friggin' 2011? I thought we were over this. With lower votals, FPSs just aren't going to do better on this site. They definitely benefit from having like 200,000 votes. That's their wheelhouse. It's a smaller amounts. They're not going to do it. And it killed my Oracle because I really pick GoldenEye. Damn you.
Yeah. There's only one shooter that's so incredible it actually fought against this trend. And that's why I'm happy to announce that the strongest first-person shooter on this site is now Perfect Dark.
Great game.
Because did you see that percentage it put up against a mainline Metal Gear Solid?
Great game.
Incredible.
Amazing game.
Alec, votals have gone down. Has anything else gone down?
My self-respect.
Yes, and also?
Brodals.
Brodals!
Brodals!
Exactly. The death of Votals equaled the death of Brodals. Sad, but true. And the other thing is the game we can't mention. I mean, it's bringing in new voters, but again, I don't think they are the kind that are going to help sports games, Assassin's Creed games, like multi-selling, multi-million selling games, AAA titles like that are kind of a thing of the past on this site. Until our vote totals explode again, which I'm sure will be coming with the great inventions and additions that SB will be making to the site in coming years. Okay, that is enough of that. And let's skip this next section because we're running super long and talk about the most debated matchups that remain in round two. The first one, and this was not expected to be that close, but it looks like it's going to be pretty interesting. The Witcher 3 against Metal Gear Solid 2. And actually, before we get to that, one thing I did want to mention is there's one thing that actually legitimately could stop Undertale that we did not talk about yet. Ah, no! I have to kick myself off.
Oh, God! All right, as the new host of the show, and it really, it's with a sad heart that I take over for Endgamer. We're going to be going in a different direction. Every time that we mention anything relating to contests, you have to take a shot. So we're going to have a drinking atmosphere here. Everyone get ready. It's time for the shot. Standing in line to take the shot. Anyways, go ahead, Endgamer.
Yeah.
I knew you guys brought me on for a reason. It's the alcohol, isn't it?
Yep. All right. Very good. I have returned from the abyss, but I'm not going to make that mistake again. This game that we think might win it all could actually be stopped, and that would be because of three words, CD Projekt Red. These are the developers behind the Witcher games, and they have been known, they're infamous for getting involved for even the smallest little contest and poll to push for their game. And these fans are super dedicated, they're super hardcore, and they would absolutely rally behind The Witcher and could push it to big things. Now, that didn't happen in round one. It destroyed The Binding of Isaac, around 75% of the vote. That's 6% more than we thought, which was crazy, but and that was without any kind of outside rally. But next round could be a place where it might be needed against a big Metal Gear Solid game like this. And if that starts to pick up steam, it might be able to do big things in this contest. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about just this matchup Assuming no huge rally from outside the site, Metal Gear Solid disappointed us, as all their games have. About 57% of the vote. We were thinking more like 58%, and that was against Resident Evil 1, not even a top two game in that series in most people's minds. Nick, what are you thinking here? Should Witcher be considered the favorite in this one?
I don't think so. But it's, I mean, it's hard to grasp what any, I mean, there's no rally in round one, was there?
Nope.
I didn't see any.
As far as we could tell from the vote totals, it was totally standard.
I don't see any happening. They've done it before, but I don't think Witcher's going to be the one to do it in any, based on what we've seen anyways.
I think it will be close. If you still think Metal Gear Solid is a favorite, I think that's totally fine. But I give Witcher a great chance to pull this off. Alec, am I just getting ahead of myself here, as I did with, you know, I was talking up Uncharted, Last of Us. Me and Menji were like, yeah, these games had great performances, but it turns out they were just against very weak opponents this year. Do you think I'm doing the same thing here with Witcher, or should it be considered very close to MGS2?
I think that it may be close enough that that rally potential is definitely there, and that's, you know, can change all this up. But, you know, I know that the Witcher 3 overperformed against Binding of Isaac, but it overperformed against Binding of Isaac, which I can't imagine has any real legitimate strength. And, you know, it's a new game on GameFAQs, and really, I don't trust it to have any real, I mean, it's probably, you know, got some strengths, but, you know, it comes down to two games that came out after 2010 facing off. I don't really read that much strength into it, at least not enough to beat a Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah, I think it's fine to call MGS2 the favorite here, but I do think it's going to be very close, and would not surprise me at all if Witcher pulled off this upset. Which I did not have in my bracket, though I did consider it. I thought about that one quite a bit, but ended up not going with it. The next debated match is in the same series. This is Metal Gear Solid 3. It's going to be going up against BioShock. Now, I just talked about how first-person shooters are in major trouble this year. But on the other hand, look at Metal Gear Solid 3 against a game that did not get released officially in America, Mother 3. Whose match picture was literally just a red blob.
Stupid game.
With the word mother
stupid
on top.
Game. Stupid game.
And we expected big things for MGS. It seemed like a really nice chance for it to do a blowout. We were thinking 74, 75%. Instead, it couldn't even break 70. Now, the one saving grace here is we did see Mother 3 in the previous games contest. It went up against, I believe, Devil May Cry 3 and did like 65%. It held it to like 65%. So MGS3 did better than that, but then again, those action games like DMC have never been worth anything on this site, so it's not exactly impressive. Meanwhile, BioShock did 61% against Silent Hill 2. Again, probably Silent Hill isn't a huge bastion of strength on this site, but it is at least an old game, a respected game. A lot of people call it one of the better horror games ever, and BioShock beat it quite comfortably. So what do you think, Alec? Is BioShock going to pull the upset here, or should people still be sticking with MGS3?
Well, first off, remember the days when Devil May Cry games got into games contests?
Yeah.
What's Devil May Cry?
That Dante series.
Oh, Danta. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So one thing to note here, at least for the Mother 3, is that the Mother 3, it is getting ported now, right? That was announced earlier this month, I believe.
Yes, that was in the big Nintendo Direct, along with the Cloud announcement and Twilight Princess mm-hmm. getting a remake. Mother 3 is also getting a treatment. So it did have a little bit of excitement from that particular fan base.
Yeah. Overall, I still would put Metal Gear Solid as the favorite again. That said, coming into this contest, I had Metal Gear Solid as a really big favorite, and now it's definitely, you know, I'm leaning toward a much closer match, even if I'm keeping the same, you know, keeping a bit of an edge still for Metal Gear Solid.
Nick, you're known for strong feelings on the Mother series. Which way should people go here?
Not the way of Mother. What were you talking about? Yeah, Earthbound. My God. Let me tell you of bad games that existed. That's the one. Easily go with Metal Gear here. It's got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about those Earthbound fanboys. They're nuts. They're of the under the radar ilk. Wouldn't mention that. Anyways, no, I'm still firmly in the Metal Gear Solid camp.
Just looking strictly at the percentages, pre-contest, I probably would have said BioShock has a great shot here. The problem is, as we just talked about in the show exclusive, it is a shooter. It is a fairly modern game. So I think that's enough of an advantage to get Metal Gear Solid through. So I'm picking MGS in both these matches, but I don't think it impresses in either. I think it has trouble with both of these entrants. And that all sets it up for a major fall against the Mass Effect series coming up. Which, speaking of which, is our next topic of conversation. A lot of people are a little worried about Mass Effect 2. It put up a huge number against Virtue's Last Reward, 78% of the vote. The only problem is Persona 4 went up against a game of this same series and did in the high 77s, I believe. So Mass Effect outperformed it, but didn't exactly look like a world beater and push it into the ground, go 80 above like I picked in my Oracle. But the weird thing here was StarCraft destroyed Destiny after being much debated on the last episode of the show. Only by me. Everyone else thought I was really dumb for thinking Destiny had a chance. But in any case, yeah, we were only thinking like a 60% win here. StarCraft actually blew up for nearly 75. And that is, just looking at it here, the biggest overperformance of the whole season so far, aside from games that we can't mention. Actually topping what Super Metroid did against Call of Duty 4. That was like 13% more. This is like 14% more. So given that, and it is the older game, it's the more respected game, it's the 90s game, Nick, should people be worried? Is StarCraft going to pull off this upset?
Or Mass Effect? Absolutely. Not only should they be worried, they should be expecting it. I have no doubt in my mind that StarCraft is going to do the ultimate good deed in crushing that abomination and wiping Mass Effect from this contest. StarCraft's got this, not by a huge percentage. It's going to be a close match because Mass Effect does have fans and they're justified in whatever opinions they may have. They're allowed to think what they want to think, however incorrect it is. It's going to be a close match, but I think StarCraft's got this. I think StarCraft will win. It's going on. It's going to do big things. Destiny's not as weak as everyone thinks.
All right, Alec, we've seen good things from the Mass Effect series in other matches. Of course, it pulled off a major upset against Galaxy 2. And then we saw it look quite good against the Smash Brothers series earlier in the week. So even with Mass Effect 2 not blowing out a game with a very low play rate, do you still think it should be the favorite in this round 2 matchup?
I will completely disagree with Nick saying that Destiny is stronger than people think. I think Destiny is weaker than people think, and I know that people think it sucks. Because as you guys talked about last week, I know a ton of people who play Destiny. They don't like it, though. It's like hate sex for video games. They do it, and then they spend all day being like, oh, that was terrible, and then they go and do it again, which, you know, is great in terms of if they want to get market share or something, but it's not going to help them in a best game ever contest. I don't know a single person who played Destiny who would ever list it, even, you know, in the best games the last 5 years. Just because they play it a ton, they don't like have that image of it that would get it voted here, especially against a game like StarCraft. That said, I think StarCraft, in my mind, should win this because of my, you know, my personal preferences. But when we look at it, StarCraft didn't do very well in the 2009 contest. The only time it did well was during the the original games contest, when it had that, you know, Cinderella run and everything, which then ended up in the last match. It got a whole bunch of votes removed. And in my mind, I'm not sure how legitimate that strength really was. And as much as we all love StarCraft, and, you know, a lot of us do at least, it's a real-time strategy game that had a sequel that people did not really like. And I don't think it's got as much strength as we all want to give it credit for on this site. And I'm definitely taking Mass Effect 2 here with some confidence.
Alec, no, no.
Believe me, no one would be happier than me to see StarCraft win here. But, well, actually, that's a lie. People, there are some people who'd be happier than me, like Koreans. But other than that.
Yep.
Would you care to bet a testicle on that, Alec?
I will put down a testicle right here, right now.
I'll do it. I will put up Icon's testicle that I own against whatever testicle you have.
Wait, weren't you going to specifically try to win back your own?
I'd love to get back my own, but I'm not going to tell Alec which one to put it up. If he wants to put up the Nick testicle,
I have to stipulate that.
You know, I will, for the purposes you're interested in, your testicle. It's double or nothing.
No, you get both of mine?
No. We'll do Icon's testicle versus getting your testicle back.
Yes. All right, I'm down.
Okay.
Show exclusive.
All right, another one. Number three. As if this match wasn't exciting enough. Now, huge amount on the line. I'm going to repeat myself from the last match. If you had shown me these percentages pre-contest, I would have been blown away that StarCraft did so well against a multi-million seller like Destiny that had so much hype, so much advertising. But now, after everything we've seen from shooters, including the Halo series specifically, which this is the spiritual sequel to, and what we've seen from MMOs, I mean, WoW didn't amaze us either, which Destiny is trying to be the best of both worlds. The StarCraft showing is not nearly as impressive as I would have imagined. And I give Mass Effect the advantage here. StarCraft could certainly pull it off, and it wouldn't need a huge rally to do it. But Mass Effect should be the favorite, and I am picking it with confidence to move on here, despite these crazy percentages. All right, so let's get a little bit negative. There's lots of other matches to talk about here. Let's see how many we can hit with our stars and turds of the week. And just to give it a little extra spice, let's start out with the turds. Alec, you get to go first. Which of the games from the last week really disappointed you?
Well, I guess I'm going to take the easy one and go with Final Fantasy X. Underperforming against Mega Man. And I don't think it's just the fact that it underperformed. It's the fact that it really needed to do well to look good against Chrono Trigger, without Chrono Trigger's look this contest. And Chrono Trigger overperformed on Dragon Quest, and there was probably some SFF or something in there. But even so, Final Fantasy, you needed to do better than this to stay a favorite there.
Yeah, we in the Oracle were thinking about 60% for FFX, and it could only manage a little over 55. And the other weird thing about this is, as we talked about last week, the site has lost so much faith in Final Fantasy. Only 44% of the site even picked it to win here in round two, despite a decent seeding and being the game of the generation, pretty much, or game of the decade, very close. People did not believe in it. Now, 98% of the board knew it was going to win. But to be fair, as we talked about, the SNES has been crazy this year. Yo did a really good job in the past of explaining Mega Man X's charms. It certainly appears to be the easy standout of that series, even going back to the NES days. And so people were definitely going to rally behind it. It was kind of a bad matchup for FFX, but even so, it did not get the job done, and it would be really hard to make a case for it as any kind of favorite or being really in the running with Chrono Trigger, just based on what we've seen out of the games so far. Nick, do you agree? Is that a good choice for turd?
I absolutely agreed, and I'd like to give a shout-out to YoBlazer. Your passionate speech about Mega Man X a few weeks back, I went back and played it again, and I agree. Excellent game. Love it.
All right. But where are you going with your turn?
Okay, so I don't know. Oh, God, there's so many options here. I mean, I don't want to spoil Endgamer's pick, so I won't say my other ones, but maybe I'll wait till after Endgamer's done. My pick, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U.
Ooh, boy.
Wow. Talk about games laying an egg. There was talk pre-contest of this being like some ungodly beast, because it didn't have the problems Brawl had that a lot of the Melee fans spoke of during the previous contests, and it was closer to Melee, so it had that going for it. Like, it you'd think this was the Smash game everyone wanted, but it's also on the Wii U, so it's probably going to do a little worse. I was not impressed at all with what it did on Mass Effect. I felt bad for my good buddy Wiggs there. He's going to get eliminated next round from the Guru because he's got Smash U winning the whole contest or something ridiculous like that. It looked bad. It did not look good against Mass Effect. I know that was leading into the whole Tumblr day and Votals and this or whatever, but I don't think it was too affected that day. It didn't look good. So that's my turd. I've got a couple other games, but I'll wait till Endgamer's done before I shout them out.
Okay. It was not what we wanted to see there. The board overall, even after seeing Mass Effect do really well in the previous round, we were still thinking Smash get like 60, and it couldn't even manage 55. So bad. That's the biggest pure percentage. That's the worst performance from a winner in the last week. So a good choice, even though I do have a ton of respect, of course, for the Mass Effect series. And Think 2 is getting to the final four. Whoa. And the other weird thing is the site overall did not respect Smash that much. Only 44% of them had it going on. That isn't that crazy. Melee was infamously really disrespected in 2004 in its run. Hardly anyone thought it would win any of those matches. But even so, pretty low. But my pick, and this is a fairly easy one for me, and it ties into my theme for the night, Borderlands 2.
Boo!
You do not want to be any kind of shooter on the site these days. And you would think, I mean, Borderlands is a loot-driven game.
And it's amazing!
And it's really good. But you wouldn't think it would be in the same bro pile as Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed in those games. And it has looked good in the past in previous polls. So this one was really out of left field for me. Even seeing the SNES do so well and RPGs do so well, and specifically there is even a game similar to Earthbound, which has done quite well even in the past week. But even considering all that stuff, I still thought this was going to be one of those 52-48 kind of matches, whichever way it went. And instead, Earthbound, I mean, it did lose percentage all through the day. It started out really high and dropped to 58. But we were expecting this to be a 50-50. So that's still like a 8-9% overperformance. And one other neat thing about this is it actually really showed up board 8. 58% of the site correctly picked Earthbound to win this one, against only 40% of the board. So some egg on our face there. Alec, do you think it's all down to the big drop-off of shooters, as we talked about? Alec? Oh. Hellcat called away. Nick,
what am I doing?
Big drop-off of shooters, as we talked about.
Oh, God. As I said previously, lower votals is bad for shooters. They need the big mass populace to be better, to be stronger. They're not a thing that lives in the smaller votals of current-day game facts. So, yeah, I mean, it got caught up in that. I don't know what you can do there.
And on that same note, I'm going to include it as the same number one turd, and that's Team Fortress 2. Again, same thing here. The weird thing about it is it wasn't just in Game of the Decade. It won a match in Game of the Decade.
It sure did.
One of the closest matches of that whole contest against, I believe it was Fable, right, Nick?
Yes, that is correct, Endgamer.
Fable, very back and forth, close wire-to-wire match. And then it went on to play what we now think is the most popular Batman game, and it did pretty well. It held it under 60%, so it was not a pushover. And here, 73% for Shadow of the Colossus. Obviously, SOTC, very respected. We saw what it did against Metal Gear Solid, infamously. But it wasn't supposed to be the kind of game that puts blowouts on people. We only thought, we're thinking like 63% of the vote. So that's a huge 10% overperformance right there. Nick, take us in a different direction with another turn.
Oh, God. Uncharted 2. What the hell, man? It looked like an absolute beast after round one. And I know it was on the day of the things with the stuff and whatever, blah, 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 blah. It got massacred by Sonic 2. That was a beatdown you just don't expect to see. It, what, doubled it? That, my God. Yep. I know Sonic's strong, but Sonic games have never looked all that great. And it just destroyed one of those games that's in the conversation for, like, last generation's game of the generation. It wasn't even close. It was a horrible, horrible overperformance by Sonic 2. What am I looking at here? 12% against the Oracle. This was just insane. And I know part of it you got to ignore because of the rally. But Uncharted 2, I mean, even without the rally, it was going to get destroyed. That whole Walking Dead portal, everything, it just... Sonic 2... really impressed me there. And so, yeah, Uncharted 2, definitely a huge turd. And Endgamer stole my Borderlands turd.
And Sonic was leading like something like 60% before the rally even kicked in, so.
Yeah, well, I think the rally started the whole game, the whole match, because the votals were higher the whole day.
To an extent, I agree with you, but even so, we were thinking like 54% would be a good number for Sonic to put up here. And even with a little vote of help, it was still well over 60 and looked to be finishing around there. And Sonic, unlike Mario, it has not been a series that traditionally, you know, starts really strong and then loses. It's pretty well liked in Europe. It generally holds up well overnight, and then during the day it doesn't fall off really either. So 60-ish is around where it should have been able to go, and that is a really poor showing for Uncharted 2. In terms of picks there, we did manage to beat the site. 26% of the site only thought Sonic would win that versus 35% of the board. So a nice little win for us, not huge. The one thing I do like about this is, boy, does Portal 2 ever look better.
Yeah, that pick doesn't look so bad on my bracket now.
Yeah, and I was another one who had it winning both of these rounds and was widely mocked by the Leons of the board, who were saying,
that guy's crazy.
old games. And it's kind of contradictory because I did go with that my bracket everywhere else. But the Portal game, Portal 1 looked really good in Game of the Decade, and I thought 2 would still be strong. One other thing about this match is I know we've been giving SB a lot of praise today, and rightly so. But Sonic 3 and Knuckles really should have been in this bracket, and based on results like this, it could have done some damage in a lot of different positions.
I'd even wager to say that it would have done some damage.
Yep. So, bit of a shame that we did not get to see that. But at least Sonic fans did get one game in, and it's doing really well, and doing even better than most of the board expected. Alec, do you have a second one to give us in terms of a really disappointment from last week?
I'll save it till Stars.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do I have?
I have a third turret if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, and I'm going to look it over myself.
Wonderful. It's. Oh God! No, I'm filling in for Yoblazer. I can't make this a turd. No, I can. Ocarina of Time. I know we're only partway through the match today, and by the time this gets posted on the topic, maybe I'll look like a damn fool for this segment. But based on what it's doing right now to Suikoden 2, Final Fantasy IX is projected to get 60% against Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time based on 2004 numbers. I know those don't pertain to things anymore, but still, any numbers that lead Final Fantasy IX to be, quote, the favorite against Ocarina of Time are not good numbers, so I'll just throw that out there as the resident Yoblazer this week. Also, hey, Legend of Zelda, I love it. Linkle, oh my god, she's so hot.
All right, well said. You know what? I'm just going to continue my theme. Half-Life 2. There's obviously reasons for it. We've talked about it a lot, but PC games have grown so much. Steam is a huge deal these days. Gordon's always been the face of that company, of that service. Basically, everyone who has a gaming PC has the Half-Life games. There was really not much of a reason going in that you would think that Prime would do significantly better than the 51% did 5.5 years ago. And instead, we're talking 58%, just not even close, not even in the conversation. And it's really weird to me because Half-Life 2 looked so good in the previous round. We saw Dark Souls do well, and so Demon's Souls should have some legitimate strength, and Half-Life 2 had no problem with it, but then it totally folded here. I do think in a 1v1 setting, Samus and Metroid are really strong. They get all the Nintendo backing, and then anyone who's kind of on the fence thinks, yeah, it's Nintendo, but this is Nintendo's cool series. And so I think it gets a lot of those fence-sitting vote, and so it can put up good performances like this. But even so, this shouldn't have been more than like a 53% win. So not very good by the Half-Life series. Okay, let's turn it around, talk stars. Alec, what's your star this week?
So one that kind of stood out to me was Kingdom Hearts pulling off the win over Last of Us. And, you know, before the contest, this is something that would have been, you know, I felt pretty good about. But, you know, after seeing Kingdom Hearts 1 lose and then Last of Us absolutely demolished, was it Halo 3, I believe, in the first round?
Yep.
You know, I was thinking that, you know, there was that the Last of Us could at least give it a run for its money. But then, in the end, Kingdom Hearts ran away with it 60-40, so.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking Last of Us for turd only because it looked so good in the previous round, and I thought it was going to make a game of this, and then it wasn't close whatsoever. But considering what happened to MGS4, and then considering what happened to Uncharted 2, which in my mind I kind of pair together as, like, games of the generation type for that series. Last of Us actually, you know, it's a pretty bad loss, but not turd level. And Kingdom Hearts really impressed me here. One thing that was a little odd is the site overall had a lot of respect for Last of Us, apparently, because less than 30% picked Kingdom Hearts to win this compared to almost 70% of the board. So another big victory for us there. Nick, got a star for us?
Chrono Trigger.
Yep.
Let me tell you about Chrono Trigger. What a game. greatest game of all time, really. Played it so many times. Anyways, it absolutely, and to quote my good friends in my Facebook group, I never heard this before. It rhino stomped Dragon Quest VIII. Not familiar with that term, but I love it. I love the idea of a rhino just jumping all over all these people and just stomping on it, because it's a big animal and it's strong and it could do some damage. Chrono Trigger looks so good in this match on the same day that Final Fantasy X looked so beatable. I'm feeling really good about my boy in Chrono Trigger. I love it. I think it's looking like a serious contender to win it all, ignoring all those things about that thing with the thing and the thing. But anyways, it's still looking pretty good. And so that is why Chrono Trigger is my star of the week.
Yeah, 82% of the vote, which is still the high water mark for this round. We thought Zelda was going to top that today, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. FF7 also couldn't reach that mark. Nick, do you buy into the theory that Dragon Quest won largely because of its likable art style, and that against Chrono Trigger, that was no help and in fact got it crushed even more?
I totally buy into that, because I totally didn't pay attention to that when picking Persona. I didn't even realize that the possibility of Toriyama art would be on the main page. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. So, yeah, I mean, this was kind of, I guess if you're going to pick a negative about this for Chrono Trigger, it was against, like, this weird, bizarro Chrono Trigger clone from an alternate universe that's not as good or playable or fun or having good music or graphics or gameplay or what else is in video games? Colors. Worse colors. It definitely didn't use the color red nearly as much in the hero's character. But, you know, I mean, that was a beatdown for sure. The Toriyama effect is very noticeable. You're going to throw a guy on there that looks like Goku. It's going to get at least a few votes, so.
Yep. That's trouble against this specific opponent. Unfortunate with the matchup, the way that worked out. For one of my stars?
Well, only if you're a Dragon Quest fan, and there's only one of those. If I may quote a popular Board 8 meme, Chris! I'm done.
All right. So I'm going in a weird direction with one of my stars. As we saw against the game that cannot be named, Fallout looked really good in the early going. We're talking 73, looked like it was on its way to a 70% win. And a lot of people said Fallout New Vegas was going to be right there with Fallout 3. A very respected addition to that series. A lot of people prefer it, in fact, to 3. And yet, what was going up against it? A shooter, a modern shooter, a really new game, a game that had a lot of hype and then seemed to die off. BioShock Infinite had everything working against it in that matchup. And it still, with all that, looked pretty good. Held Fallout New Vegas under 56% of the vote. So good on BioShock Infinite. And that's one of the reasons why I'm actually considering the original BioShock upset for later on in the round. On that one, we were pretty surprised by it. Or the site was. Only 55% had it compared to 90% of gurus. So. Another big win for us there. We didn't have much faith in BioShock Infinite, but maybe we should have, because it did make a match of it. Alec, got another star for us?
No.
Okay. Nick, what are you going to give some credit to?
Oh, I'm not my star, but if I'm going to give credit to something... there's actually two things I'd like to give credit to, and a third even. Wow, there's a lot of things I like to give credit to. This has been an interesting week in contests. Melee.
Yep.
Murdered Pokemon. I know I never really thought Pokemon had a chance to win, but as the contest got going and things were happening, I mean, it is Pokemon, and we know that Pokéfear and the first generation and also the second generation way stronger than everything past it. And there was some concern about, well, it could throw Melee for a loop, and Melee's lost maybe some steam. It's not as big a game as it was. Holy crap, was I wrong. Melee just stomped it, didn't care. It was weird trends throughout the game, because it went 60-40 to 55-45, just back to 60-40. But still, like, Melee looked really, really good there, and that kind of scares me as a Chrono Trigger backer, because now that the Brawl hype is done and Wii U Smash Bros. Isn't looking so good, Melee is probably the strong Smash Bros. Going forward in contests beyond this one. It's probably like the definitive Smash Bros. So Melee might be like horrifyingly strong. I don't know. It's hard. Anytime you do that to Pokemon, you got to be a little worried. And also, Final Fantasy VI looked beastly against Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door. Paper Mario's a series I don't think it's strong, but I don't think it's one that's capable of being blown out, and Final Fantasy VI just, like, wow. So, good on you, man. If you're gonna give Final Fantasy VII a run for its money, I guess. That match actually might be very interesting, and I don't think Wind Waker has any chance to get Final Fantasy VI after that. So, yeah. Also, I guess you could say Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow was a star, but there was all that. There was things that happened that day, so you really can't. And Mario 3 is just such a good game.
Yep. Melee was going to be my star as well. And when I first saw this percentage, I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was exceptional. In the Oracle, we were thinking like 59, and instead it did 60. So not a big deal, right? But then everything we saw in the next 2 days kept making this look more and more impressive.
Yep.
Now, Yo did warn us against putting any faith in newer Pokemon, but I do not think that GSC meets that qualification. It's done really well in previous contests. It looked amazing in the four ways in 2009. And we always thought it would be a step back of RBY, but not in a hugely significant fashion. And then to have Red go and put up what looks like it would have been around 51% on Mario 3 on a normal day, and yet Melee holds up so well against Gold, I think it says really good things for it going forward. Now, we'll know a lot more next round when it meets up with Kingdom Hearts 2, because Nintendo matchups, you don't want to put too much stock in them. But, yeah, I think it is going to make for a really good match against, most likely, yeah, my pick right now, Chrono Trigger in the round after that. That should be a really good one. And I do have to agree with Nick. I was hyping up the law. I was saying never bet against Zelda. But wow, Final Fantasy VI really looked good. Now, this is probably the weakest of the Mario RPG series in Thousand Year Door, but I don't think significantly so. I think it's right there with the others around the same tier. And so to put up 67% is really something. Now, Wind Waker did well for itself also. 63% more than that against Star Wars. Star Wars is hot right now. It's definitely the time if you're a game in that series, this would be the time you'd want to be in a poll. But that still can't quite explain. The Zelda name should have carried more there, I think. It should have won by more if it was going to pull off the upset on 6. So I do have to favor it now, though I still don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Wind Waker keeps it fairly close, but is probably never really in contention of pulling that off. Alec, anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to hit on at all?
Nothing really kind of important here, but just going back to our thing about the death of the first-person shooter, you know, Final Fantasy, we already had pretty high expectations on it over Halo 1, and it exceeded those expectations. You know, 78% on Halo 1, which, you know, I know it's not going to be viewed as such on this site, but if you were to go out there and get a lot of, you know, casual gamers, the Halo series is going to show up somewhere on best game of all times lists. So the fact that it just dispatched what should be a reasonable strength game with such ease, you know, it shows that Final Fantasy VII is still kind of the class of this site. I mean, it may not be, you know, hasn't proven itself to be there with Ocarina yet. And even if Ocarina's got its, you know, result today, that's not looking that hot. And personally, I'm not too worried about that. But, you know, either way, Final Fantasy VII shows that it still got it.
Yep, for sure. And if this had been Halo 3, I don't think I would have been that wowed. But Halo 1, yeah, it is a shooter. Yeah, it's kind of casual. It was going to fall off. But even with all that factored in, we were still thinking like 74% of the vote, and 7 goes and does 78. So really nice showing. And I think it's enough to prove that it's not going to get blown out this year. It should be the favorite in all its matches up to the final, though wacky things do happen, and as we talked about, FF7 is a good target for those wacky things. On that same note, I got to give another star to Mario 64. FF6 looked great, 7 looked great, Tactics was never going to be up there with the heaviest hitters in the series. But even so, it's been such a good year for Final Fantasy overall, and 64 just had no problem with it. 66% of the vote. I don't have precisely what we expected there, but I think it's fair to say it was probably more like 62, something like that. So a really nice overperformance, and gives a little bit of credence to my whole year of the N64 talk. One thing, they do have to give a little bit of a grain of salt there, because as we know, there were 11 to 12,000 extra votes that came in that day, and they probably were not going to go with the tactical RPG from many years back. Probably Mario was the more likely target there. So some of that percentage might have been from the extra votes, but even so, it looked really good in getting the job done. Nick, anything else you want to give credit to?
I think we've mentioned every match except for Twilight Princess against Persona 4. And there's not really a lot to talk about there. Oh, we haven't mentioned Final Fantasy IX against Okami, which is happening right now. Good work, yeah. FF9. You're looking very good. Okami, come back next year.
One of the trends that happens in this contest that's kind of interesting is Okami and its main character, Ami, they have never, nothing's ever gone over 60% on them. So that Final Fantasy IX, now let's see the very latest update. Oh, it's fallen. It was climbing up in the 59s. Now it's to about 58. So taking a little bit of a step back. But even so, getting that close against this series that has always held up really well to basically everything is impressive. So
Okami's got one of those fan bases that they're not big enough to win, but they're big enough to put up a good showing. It's probably pretty much anything.
Yep. And that's the results have borne that out over the years. Speaking of latest updates, 420 votes for Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, DK.
Yep.
Donkey Kong won that update.
Yes, it did. Looking pretty good. And in the other match that's going on, standard 60% for Symphony of the Night. That's just what we expected. Banjo did start out looking better, 56% at the freeze, which would have been great.
Can I give a retro star?
Sure.
Banjo's board vote. Oh my god. Yeah. That thing in the first 2 minutes of a poll is amazing. After that, it's terrible. But the first 2 minutes, wow. I think in round one, Banjo was pulling like 72%.
Yep.
It's very loved on Board 8, so good for you guys. It looks very good at the beginning of a poll.
And not a full turd, but one game that didn't do what I expected for the second round in a row, Final Fantasy VIII. I hate to bury Leon. We were already harsh enough on him earlier because of 10, but yeah, that I mean, the whole series has looked so good in pretty much every match, and Mario World, well, obviously it won with 68% of the vote. Again, you have to say a lot of that was the outside voters coming in, but even so, it was at like 65% before the rally kicked in. Looked good to do 63 or so, and we were only thinking 58, 59 because of how good Final Fantasy had looked as a whole, but yeah, did not quite get the job done like we were hoping there. And I think that pretty much does it. We've talked about all the matches. Metal Gear Solid looked good, but then again, it was against Splatoon, which is sadly a shooter, a Wii U game, and very new. So, yeah, probably not.
Those are bad things to be.
Sadly, this year, yes. And we're seeing that today. Fire Emblem looked like a world beater against a game that had the Mario 1 background, for heaven's sakes. I mean, come on. You shouldn't be able to completely blow that out of the water, but it did because it's a Wii U game, and now it's not even that strong. Donkey Kong Country, which has never been worth much on this site, is...
It's doing so good. It's so good.
Leading it by a bit.
So good.
Okay, other lightning round here. Resident Evil 4 looked good, 59%. On Paper Mario, and Red Dead Redemption got the job done, but it was a Wii U game, Bayonetta 2, and it did 64%. I mean, that's nice and all.
That's not good at all if it's a Wii U only game. That's bad.
But when it's a Wii U exclusive, and we just saw what happened to Splatoon and Mario Maker, yeah, that it's going to be in trouble against Shadow of the Colossus, sadly. And I expected that to be a good match when I originally did my bracket. Doesn't look like that'll be the case. And that covers everything. Twilight Princess got the job done against Persona 4. Didn't amaze us. 65%, just about what we expected.
Good to know that there can be no show curse on matches that already happened.
Yes, because we hit them all. Very good. Very good coverage.
We haven't talked about any of the matches that could come. Let's add another hour and a half to this show.
No, we covered all of round two. We covered all of the matches from the game that cannot be named. I think we've done the job. So, yeah, we're closing in on 2 hours here, or maybe past. I think that is plenty. So I think it's about time to wrap up. Alec, did you have anything you wanted to let people know about before we head on out of here?
No, I don't have anything to promote here other than the upcoming testicle bet, which I will, I'll wait until after this has, you know, been up for a day or so. And then, I will post the official terms for Nick to agree to standard deal and, Icon's testicle versus, Nick's testicle.
And if people wanted the full dish on testicles going all the way back 10 years. Is there a certain web URL that you could give them?
Yes, there is. There, you can go to twitter.com/AlexBalls. And that,
probably the best Twitter handle I've ever heard. But it's not just the handle. It's the info there is incredible, dating back years and years. Every single bet and the results. And yeah.
I mean, it's no theendgamer.com or gamefactscontest.com, but you know, it's pretty up there as far as repositories for history.
That's all right. Well said, Nick. Did you have anything to leave our viewers with?
Oh. I've got so many things to leave our viewers with, but I'll limit it to a few. Guys, the live cast every night. I know the show is infinitely and immeasurably the greatest thing in the history of contests. Nothing compares. But if you want to just talk every night about the contest, come on to Discord. Come chat. No rules. Just talk. There's only so many episodes of the show you can do. It's unfortunate that Alan made the contest shorter and robbed us of one extra episode, because God knows I love the show. Gets me through so many days at work with its wonderful insight. Yoblazer saying things about things and making them attached to other things, and analogies and metaphors and similes. They're all great. But if you want to just talk and you want to be heard, come on to the live cast on Discord. We do it every night. Doesn't matter who you are. Everyone can talk. You can talk to KP. He knows a lot. You can talk to Wiggs. He talks about baseball, even though it's a games contest. You can talk about anything. Bane's there, and Cox is there. Alex, sometimes he's there. There's all sorts of people. It's crazy. Also, I got to pimp the Luster book. User of the Year is coming, guys. And I said last year, as part of wanting to win it, that I would publish the Luster book, and it's coming along. So keep an eye out for that in the next couple of months. It's coming. I'm not lying when I said I would do it. It wasn't some cheap ploy to win, because I'm not, hate to mention him for the third episode in a row, I'm not Ice Hawk. It's coming, guys, so keep an eye out for that. The Luster book is going to happen. It's going to hit Board 8, and there are going to be things in that book that you aren't ready for. Horrifying truths. But the origin of Luster, the existence of Luster, and the future of Luster. And show exclusive for the fourth time, wow, this episode. Spoilers for the Luster book. He was born in the year 1989 from a combination of potatoes and... well, you just have to read to find that out.
Wow.
He's half Latvian? No.
Oh God, I've got Alec into it. Oh no.
All right, so before we head out, I had a couple things I wanted to mention. There's lots of cool stuff happening on the board right now. The first is kind of with seeing the crazy things that the game that cannot be named is doing. Tying into that, if you are the kind of person who loves the show, likes checking out the Board 8 wiki and our history there and all that kind of stuff, or what creative name is done on GameFAQsContest.com. If you see that stuff, you like it, and you want to help, do a search for Comeback on Board 8, because I'm starting a new project. We're going to try to find the top 25 comebacks of all time in contest history, and you can contribute to that, help us out, and it's going to make for a really cool page on the Board 8 wiki. We're going to track those from now on. If there are any new listeners checking us out for the first time, maybe fans of that certain game, hope you enjoy the show, and we do this every week during contest season, and there's lots of cool ways to get involved on the board. So check that out. Hang around. We'd love to have you. We need some fresh blood, because things have gotten pretty stale
many,
in the last 5 years. So.
Many years of quality episodes, if you want to go back to.
Oh, yeah.
Go back. Listen to them. I know those contests are over, but my God, the show is worth listening to anytime about anything.
Yeah, and if, I mean, a good place to start is, like, check out the topic that's going to be up for here. I'll link to our Board 8 wiki home, and then from there you can start listening to the show, clicking around, checking out the histories of all these characters, all these games. It's a pretty fun read and pretty entertaining to go back and relive some of that stuff, so... check that out if you're at all interested. Otherwise, just hopefully we can keep the momentum going. Like I said, the Board 8 has blown up in the last 2 days, 40,000 posts. Hopefully we can keep some of that going through the off season and get another contest next year and stay strong until then. So I think that covers it all. Join us for episode 6. But for now, this is Endgamer and the show. Signing out. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny the girl to sing a song to me beneath the marquee of a soul. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there.
the show tonight and nail the light on. Heavy glow, by the way, I tried to say I'd be there waiting for.